The two-piece set of the water glasses is...
Can you do me a favor?
What?
Go to PayPal, because I think that's a little bit more pressing, more important right now. I'm looking at some dollars, so... You know how to log in?
Mm-hmm. You do it.
Because this guy wanted to buy the lights of the car, the headlights. And he said he was going to send that money in today. So if he does, that's money that I'm putting towards the car. hotfemale.com. Yeah, it's a little gay there, man. That it's a hotmail.com, not hotfemale.com.
Hi, John.
So I'm gonna make a new website called hotfemale.com, and then it's gonna be Jamil in hotfemale.com instead of at.
I mean.
Hey.
I bet it exists, babe.
Then let's make an account. Isn't that funny?
Isn't that the French teacher's artwork?
Is it?
I think so. I saw another one of his on the wall the other day on the other side of the library.
So, what the hell does he put the freaking...
The
what?
Elements.
Why does he have the table look the periodic table?
I have no clue.
That's ridiculous. Okay, no, the idiot didn't send the money. So, I thought he wanted it today. Take my email from me. Let me see if he wrote to me or something. You know, Marcus actually asked me about the fish.
What did he say?
No, he asked me, how are your fish doing? And I told him that the puffer fish had died. Although that was a while back, but he hadn't asked me.
Yeah, I know.
And he said, oh, but aren't those, you know, brackish water? Same thing that the other guy had told me. And then I told him about the box fish that we got.
What did he say?
That not to eat it. He said that those are, they have poisonous swim bladder.
Oh, we weren't going to eat it. You wanted to stop.
Yeah, whoa, well, but. Okay.
I don't think you're up.
Your book has shipped. What?
You're like colon cleanse.
Detoxify your body. No, I don't want that. Okay, delete all of them except the ones from 6th Gen Maxima, the ones from 2 books for you. Maybe so. Delete the other ones and do that. But
right. That's what I was planning.
Then take them out.
Don't make
and
fun
then
of me.
That one again. And the Amazon Marketplace purchase, no, you can delete that.
Delete, so everything else, just leave those three things?
Yeah. All right, let me see the one for the 2 books.
Where's your tracking number?
I don't think I got a tracking number because I paid for the cheapest filling and shipping. Who cares? Okay. Se puede to save? No, put it on the school. Put it on move to? Move to school. To FIU. Right here. Move to FIU. Alright, and then check the other ones for me. Just click on it. Oh, okay. Can someone show me how with Pix included, please? I will do your screw. Because I have no way. I'm not going to. Where's the home? It's a different person. It's a different guy asking. Okay, because I said close it. Because somebody asking about how to wire the fog lights in the car so that they'll come on their own.
Delete it?
Yeah.
But don't.
Yeah, click on that. Because Johnny says maybe he doesn't know because maybe since he just pays for everything, maybe he doesn't know. But he says that his installer guy got the windows to go up and down with the alarm. I'm thinking that the installer just charged him for the modules to make it go up and down, and he doesn't know. But he's saying that it's without putting the modules. I think that he's wrong. Because the thing is,
they charge him a hell of a lot of money, so probably is included in the price.
Okay.
You have to put it in this thing, right?
I can do it with this one still. So that means that there's a little connection that lets me do it with this key.
You
okay, he says that the guy moved the connection from this receiver to this receiver. Okay?
How the hell can he move it from one receiver to
Because there's a receiver in the car that receives signals from this remote, and then it turns, it makes the motors on the windows go down. He just unplugged that from that receiver and plugged it into the auxiliary receiver on the module for this alarm. Because I can plug in whatever I want to it. The mm-hmm. point is, I need to find the cables that I want to plug in and plug it into this thing. Okay? That's why he says the guy did. Nope. Everybody's like, oh, I don't know how to do this. It's impossible. It's difficult.
Not impossible.
What
that's
you do
doable.
Is you buy the modules, $50 each, and then let you control and then add it onto this. But then I will have to like run wires to each door, and so it's a pain in the ass to install too, besides the fact that it's, you know, $50 each, then installation is even more.
So it's all the same thing.
Let me see. Okay, let me go now. I thought the ONE keeper just rolled down the windows. I didn't know we could roll them back up. So mine doesn't roll them back up, but I don't know why somebody says that.
Didn't Johnny say he could do that too?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he put a module because I can't put it up now. And my car just in the car just goes down. And you know what I noticed? If I have the car
yeah.
on, it won't work anymore. The car has to be off for it to come down.
Okay.
I guess it's not designed to work with auto start, with the remote start. You can delete that and then see what's in my junk. You need to see my junk.
Okay, just delete it.
Yeah. Click on the arrow next to the junk too. There we go. Isn't that just intuitive?
No,
the
I have
arrow.
A mine is better.
Okay, you can log me up. Good girl.
What the hell? Bitch.
Why? Let's go to Wales.
No.
Do you think they have lots of whales in Wales?
You're the corniest person in the entire
world. I'm gonna ask him when he gets back because I think it's funny. I think it's a funny name to call the country Wales. What
maybe.
Language do they speak over there? See if you know.
Welsh?
No.
English.
Flemish. Flemish, I think it
no.
is.
Okay,
I
baby.
Think it's Flemish.
Okay, darling.
You know what language do they speak over there? Hello.
Is this another Family Guy reference?
No, that's from Finding Nemo. When she was speaking, does that sound a little orca to you?
Oh my god. Okay. I went to all the websites today. I had so much
yeah, you
I
did everything
to
except what you were supposed to do.
I know.
Oh, I'm disappointed in you.
As usual.
Now the people in Wales are going to find out that I'm disappointed in my fiancé. And they're going to think that the students from FIU are not good students.
Yeah, of course, Dana.
What? Well, he said to keep talking, but it doesn't say anywhere that we can't adjust the microphones.
Oh my god.
Anyways.
You're so annoying sometimes.
I
oh
feel
yeah.
the same way you do.
Oh, if we go over 5:30, she emailed me back, the lady from Flamingo Gardens.
And what did she say?
She said that we can have more than 100 guests, but we're going to have to pay for their chairs, like bring in the chairs from an outside rental.
So that was the only reason why they submit a maximum of 100 for
yeah,
the
yeah, because they only had
100
chairs.
Oh, come on. That's not a problem.
You know what? I'm just going to leave the 100 chairs and the kids can sit on their parents' laps or, you know, do whatever the hell. Oh, and they don't close down the park if you have a wedding. It's still open to the public.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either. And if you're in the wedding party, you can't go roam around the park and look at things
unless
you pay the $12.
No, it makes sense because you're going free, but...
Well, I'm paying like $2,000.
So then we can, as a wedding party, go all together looking at things unless
no.
we all pay?
Unless everyone pays.
That's another
she said that. She said that you can get the 15 or more group discount and it'll cost you less money.
That's still ridiculous of that amount of people.
That's what she said, 12, I think, instead of...
Because
the group discount, you get like, it's like $12 for adults versus 17. It's a huge difference.
It's still $500 less, but I don't want to pay $1,200 for people to go look at birds. In my wedding, yeah, it's our wedding day, they're going to look at us.
No. I mean, if they want to walk around, they can go on their own. I'm
and
not going to, yeah.
Well, anyways, I just... Maybe because the last time we went, it was right after the hurricane and it was all messed up, but I really...
I think by now it should be fixed.
We need to go back and see.
Look how pretty the gazebo looks. Did you see it?
The gazebo?
Oh my god. They're going to be like, what the hell are you talking about? Let me go.
Ah, gazebo. Look it up.
Mm-hmm. It's from the teacher reference. Ignore him. Okay. So, Flamingo Gardens.
Why are you talking to your shirt?
Because I don't want them to think you're crazy or something.
Here's a dog.
Yeah.
you know, baby, don't say bad words. Temper, temper. Mr. J, Mr. NWA.
Oh my God! Shut the fuck up. I'm gonna walk away. I
hello,
swear.
Temper, temper.
You want me to walk away?
Will you keep using my words?
Cuéntalo.
No.
Sí.
No. Anyways, remember Rachel?
No.
That little girlfriend of mine from Birmingham, from England.
Okay.
That online girlfriend of mine. I think she either visited Wales or she spoke. No, I'm just thinking, baby, it comes to mind
me
now.
Está dando ya el dolor de cabeza.
Why can that come to mind now? We were just talking to this guy from Wales and it reminded me of her.
Look, there you go. I typed it in right and it didn't go to the website.
I wonder what happened to her.
When you go email her, see what she says.
She says she'll miss me. But I don't have her. I don't have her email. I don't think I saved it, unfortunately. You know what I'm trying to, what I've been trying really, really hard to find?
What?
That video.
No. Lo de
that's all we're saying, that video. I've been trying to find it so badly.
No, I don't want you to.
I downloaded Gazaa. And Gazaa Light. And there's another one now, it's Gazaa Light Resurrection. Because they have Gazaa,
okay.
Right?
Dollar Tree has
a listen, this is a really cool, this is a really cool thing. It's Gazaa, right? Which I used to use, it was free.
Uh-huh, babe.
Then they wanted to make money, so they started putting ads and stuff in it, right? And then they're like, now you had to pay to use it. So people stopped using it. But
yeah.
Before they made you pay to use it, while it was with the ads and all that stuff, they came out with Gazaa Light. Some guy just hacked it and took out all the
ads.
2005, they closed down the network because I think they got sued by the Rio. Wow.
They got
I said sued because of the whole Gazaa.
They got sued
by the Gazaa.
The website's not working.
Flamingo Gardens, is you sure it's that org, not that com, that com? And in 2005, they stopped going out,
it's
right?
It's that org.
That's so cute. The ladybug. That looks scary as hell.
There we go. Okay, look. The weddings.
And some guy resurrected it, and now it's called Gazaa Light Resurrection.
Oh my God.
They brought it back.
Who knows how many things you download into
no,
your computer.
No, actually, it says when you click on it, it says Gazaa Light has always been free, and if you pay for this, you've just been scammed. And no, it doesn't have any spyware, it doesn't have anything. It's like it says this is our number one thing. And it's very popular.
Look how beautiful the gazebo is for the ceremony.
It's a nice gazebo. But.
Oh my God, stop.
Wait, okay. But what will happen in there? I just you, me, and the
uh-huh.
priest, and the officiant,
that's
whatever.
It. That's it.
And everybody else was from outside?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Wait. From outside around it or in front of it?
In front.
So a lot of people are not gonna see because of the wood.
No, it has a little entrance. Right? And then you have the seats would be in front of Mira. Where's the pen?
Wait, I'm just saying if we're all the way back here.
No, we're not gonna be all the way back there.
Oh, that's my question.
That's contorted, babe.
Well,
okay.
I never got married in case you can't tell. I mean, if you haven't figured it out by now, it's my first time getting married, sweetheart. I mean, wow. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So when they said that
okay,
the,
so
the
this
dog
is
ate the Rocky's dog ate the parrot, they didn't mean Jack, right?
No, they meant, okay. They had this like neighbor who went out of town.
Uh-huh.
And she left her parent.
In a cage or something? Or
yeah, in a cage in the backyard under their care.
Uh-huh.
My mom said that she was outside this past week, the week before,
mm-hmm.
and the dog kept on jumping up on the cage and jumping up on the cage and after the parrot. My mom was getting annoyed already. I mean, first of all, she hates a dog. Everyone hates a dog, except for Rocky, because.
But what's wrong with the dog? The dog looks so friendly, so happy.
Have you stepped outside with that dog there?
No, but every time we come, he's like jumping, trying to play with us.
He jumps up to your friggin' face.
Nice. He
and
could be a basketball player.
He attacks. He's too.
How are you gonna tell me he attacks? He's like laughing and wagging the little stub for a tail. That
yeah,
he
he's having fun when he kills little animals and shit.
Oh.
He's not a nice dog. Rocky has him trained for hunting.
Yeah, but you can train him for hunting and be nice to people.
Yeah,
hunting
well, they
haven't
socialized him because the girls are scared of him. He doesn't get wrong. He doesn't get along with other dogs. He's just a little menace.
Like Dennis?
Oh my God. Okay.
I did not like that movie, you know?
It's based on a cartoon strip and a cartoon show.
Dennis the Menace.
It's better as a cartoon strip and a cartoon show. Okay, well, my mom went outside and she sees the dog jumping on the thing and trying to get to the parent, right? My mom says she grabbed him by the neck, choked him, and started, like, you know, trying to...
The dog?
Yeah.
Your mother?
Yes.
Isn't the dog bigger than your mother?
No, it's a little...
Come on.
That wasn't funny.
I found it hilarious.
Okay, so she was choking the freaking dog.
Oh, so we're talking about the midget dog, not Bo. Not
no,
the big
it's not
dog.
Bo. It's no. the
they
little
had too many
one.
Animals.
I don't know what the hell it is. A little terrier?
No, it's not a terrier, but it's an English dog, actually. Isn't that cool?
My God.
It is. No, it is.
Yeah.
He said that it was.
Okay. My mom was choking on the dog. My mom says that dog is a freak of nature. Okay, she was choking and choking and choking, nothing. As he would just keep on going, like it's all good.
So he had
she got the manguera.
But she had he had already eaten the
No, thing. He was trying to. He,
oh.
She was trying. My mom got the manguera, started hitting him with the manguera, nothing. He just kept on going at the cage, like it was all good, nothing. He doesn't feel a thing.
But why is
and
your mother torturing this very expensive dog that her employers
because
own?
Because it was trying to eat the parrot.
Yeah,
it
but
turns
it's
out
not your.
That
it's
he
not,
ate the parrot.
But it's not your mother's responsibility to protect the parrot. Yet it's her responsibility to not hurt the dog, which costs $1,000-something, and it's Rocky's prized possession right now.
My mom
was
saying that she
wishes
that the dog would just die, right?
That dog is not gonna die, unless Rocky shoots him or something. Lassie, let's go down outside.
The my mom said that they had to take him to the vet, and they put like they give him, I guess, an enema.
Why?
And pumped his stomach.
Why?
Because of the bones of the parrot inside of him.
So what is Rocky gonna do? Buy a new parrot?
I guess.
And hope that she doesn't realize he knows it.
No, he's gonna have to tell her.
Why? It's a freaking
my
parrot.
My killer dog ate your parrot.
It's a parrot. It's a parrot. It's
no,
a parrot.
But that cage was huge and it was a strong cage. The dog
so
knocked
what?
The cage.
And the thing opened, the parrot came out?
And the dog ate the parrot.
So then it wasn't that strong? If
No, because the thing is that it's... Okay, it's like the two-part ones where you have the base, and then you have, I guess, a cage on top, which is, I guess, in the shape of a canopy.
Yeah, no,
so
the
if
bottom
you knock
it's
off,
open.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's a stupid piece of crap.
So the dog knocked it over.
And the parrot was not too bright.
Those parrots have their wings clipped most of the time.
Oh, that's right. They can't fly.
Yeah, they can't fly.
I was
going
to say they can't
swim. They would have gone.
Oh, that sucks. You know what I was thinking?
My mom says that Jock is probably next. My mom says that she said that she wishes that he would eat Jock, because if he eats Jock, they'll get rid of the dog.
No, but no, come on, that's a beautiful freaking macaw, man. They shouldn't let him. You know, you told Rocky he buys me a pellet gun and I'll shoot his dog. I'll do the dirty job.
He's never gonna get rid of it. He loves the dog.
Or he gives me his Mercedes and I run the dog over with his own car.
So what do you think of the gazebo? I don't even remember it.
Yeah, it's not a bad looking gazebo, but...
Oh my God, stop calling him.
Yeah, I gotta exploit Marcus.
Okay, so yeah. And then they have the rates here. Yeah, you can do the gazebo and then the garden area. This is for use during ceremonies. That's what I wanted to use for the actual reception. I don't want to use the barbecue pavilion. That's like retarded.
After 5:30, you pay $75 an hour.
Hmm?
So then that means we're gonna be done before 5:30 with our running.
Thank
at ceremony and everything.
Hopefully, if you want to. If not, no.
What were you planning on paying extra per hour?
No, I was planning on being done by then.
So, but what happened to the whole sunset and all that stuff?
Cost too much money. Wait, from 5:30, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30. It'll be like $300.
8:30 for what, Ben?
The sunset goes down around
no,
8.
No, I won't get it. When are we getting married? When are we getting married?
In...
Daylight saving
oh
time or
God,
not?
Oh, my God, yeah. It'd be like, I want to do like February and March.
So we may be able to just have to pay 1 hour extra.
That's true. And these people don't have anything about you can't use, you know, candles or you can't use, you know, the little sparklers. So
can
we can do the sparkler thing. No.
It's a
can't.
Bird park, you get it?
It's yes,
funny.
It's a sanctuary, yeah.
So I'm sure rice is off limits.
The only thing that they have, but they specifically say no to is the alcohol.
Well, good. I'm sure if we just pass out drugs and people won't complain about not having alcohol. Did they mention anything about drugs?
No, I mean.
Okay, so we can have drugs then. That's how we do it down here.
So what do you think of Flamingo Garden?
I don't know. I will have to see it again because I just...
Which is why I think we should go with our families.
No, but for that, we can just you and me. I still don't see why we have to bring another 25 people.
I would like my parents to go because they have never been to that park and it's really lovely.
Yeah, that's a whole different story, but that has nothing to do with me seeing it to consider whether or not I want it to be a
family. Yeah, but we can kill two birds with one stone, spend some time with the family.
Okay, that is messed up. We're going to a bird sanctuary to kill two birds with one stone.
Shut the fuck up.
Now I remember what I was going to ask you. Do you think when they're listening to this recording that they're going to listen to both of us at the same time? Or is it just me just talking one crap and you're talking a completely different crap individually? And when I say put it together, it doesn't really make much sense, does it? Think about it. If it's just you saying every so often, shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm going to have a page of shut the fuck up.
Every so often, all on your own. Without any input from me, it sounds kind of weird.
We don't need wedding counseling, right? The marriage counseling.
No, babe, not yet. We're not married yet. We're not married yet.
That's one of the suggestions on one of those websites to get counseling for you get married.
Before?
Yeah. Like, if necessary. What the fuck? If you're getting married, you shouldn't be needing counseling. We're not getting a prenup.
Yes, we are.
That's absurd.
Why, babe? I want to make sure when you leave me that I get 90% of your money. We'll make it that if you're the one who makes it.
90% of zero. What is that?
No, baby, because you're going to make it big. If you make it big, I get 90% of your
money. Make it big in what? In history?
Sure, maybe you'll be the one to discover that, you know, Jesus.
Stop. Don't do that.
Why? Sorry. Maybe you'll
be. Put it away. That scares me.
Maybe you'll be the one to discover Jesus.
We could save so much money if we only had 20 guests.
I know. Mom, your mom.
The ceremony for up to 20 guests, $250. That's it. I have to email them about the reception, if it can be done in the garden area in front. Ray Home Veranda.
You know what we should do it in?
Wait. Is this the Ray Home Veranda? It says canopy of live oaks surrounding the historic home. So would that imply that the thing would be outside the reception? Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, wait, but I don't think we can even fit a bunch of people in there. That's a home. It's a house.
No, because I wanted outdoor. Remember the whole tea thing? I wanted to be outdoors, not indoors.
I'm just thinking all those birds and all those trees and a lot of pooping on our heads. Are you going to have tents?
I don't think we'll need it.
Okay, I'll wear a white tuxedo. There you go. Because if they poop on my
own... You're not wearing a tuxedo.
I'm not.
I don't want you to. I want it to be really casual. So, like, I was thinking a nice, tan suit or something, like the tan. With a nice, the pink shirt or something really relaxed. Now, I'm making all these concessions, right?
What concession do I have to make?
Take it seriously.
I am.
No, because of the whole religion thing.
Oh, yeah, no, baby, exactly. But that's why we're not doing it by the church.
Yeah, but we're still having my uncle who's a pastor.
Okay, well, make sure you tell him not to do all of that crazy, you know, voodoo Bible stuff.
The Christian church doesn't do the whole, you know, here's the blood of Christ and all that crap.
I don't want any reading from the Bible.
I do want some. And
you said Corinthians only.
Well.
That's it. That's all I conceded to, because it's romantic. I don't want anything to do with God brought you here, and God, because I don't believe in that. And
well, so you know how what? I need a little bit of if he asks for a little bit of liberty in that, for you to respect it.
And what I suppose he's also gonna do it in Spanish.
I don't know.
Were you planning a whole wedding meeting in Spanish and not tell me until the day of?
The invitation, so far as I have imagined them, are in English. But then I was thinking, everyone in her fucking family speaks Spanish. What the fuck are we gonna do? We're gonna send everyone who speaks Spanish an English invitation.
Oh, babe, here's the thing. They're in America. They need to get with the freaking program. I am not going to do. I am not going to do two language invitations because then you're paying two different companies to do.
Doing it in Spanish.
No, because there's some people like
who?
Joey and
who
and,
got my 15th invitation in Spanish. I knew how to get there.
You know, if the directions are numbers. I mean, it's not like, you know, uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
No.
Oh, does she mean 1, 2, 3, 4? Oh my God, are you gonna write? Well, maybe, because some of them, they actually write their freaking numbers out. Put the numbers in numbers, how about that?
Amore.
In numerals. No, because I've seen some of them that, you know, they
you
write
know,
out the name.
I didn't want to do it in Spanish, but it makes more sense. It's more sensitive to our family situation. Because I wanted to do that introduction on the top.
Are we gonna do this for our family or for us?
Well, obviously it's not for us.
Are you and I getting married, or is the family getting a party thrown? I mean, are we throwing a party for the freaking family or for you and me? You know I don't want to do it in Spanish because I just don't like it. You like to say te amo. That's pretty much the only thing I'll give you. Just because you see it special, I say I love you. And I mean it as passionate as you mean te amo.
It doesn't have the same connotation, you know.
Te amo, te quiero. But
okay,
this
is the gazebo thing, the layout.
And pobreza in
No, but okay, I'm not gonna. The vows is something personal. No one else. It doesn't matter if the whole fucking ceremony is in English.
Stop with the bad
Sorry,
words.
Sorry, I'm gone somewhere.
They're gonna go assuming that all the teachers here is freaking bad words because you said that nasty word, which I don't say.
You know.
You said it several times already, and it's inappropriate for a petite little lady like yourself.
Thank you.
It's uncouth. And you are so refined.
Okay, this is the layout of the gazebo. It's not all around, see? And this would be like a camino. And then you have the little wood set up the chairs.
There's a pickup truck called Chevrolet Camino.
There's also one called Nova.
Yeah, no, but Nova, you know, supernova, that's still like an English word. But El Camino, I mean, that's like, wow, out there.
Okay. So this would be like the walkway, and then you
Where
have the
it?
Different rows of...
Oops, hold on, this thing fell. Okay.
The different rows of the chairs. I found this website that does the fans, right? But like, okay. They're
Why
rectangular.
Why don't you just put like, you know, one fan at the end of each row, blowing out?
No, the fans are the paper fans.
I know, but what don't we do an electric fan that'll actually
okay.
do it quickly?
They're rectangular. Okay, traditionally what you do is that you give out a program at the ceremony that basically says our names, the maid of honor, the best man, and
from my personal
experience,
that is what I've used as a fan. The program. I bend it and I kind of fan myself
okay,
with it.
Okay, but we're not
is
doing
that. That's not our idea, right? Okay.
No. Okay.
Could we save money by putting the program onto the face
This is what
of,
I'm
of
trying to
reel?
Tell you.
Okay, go.
They have them on a couple websites where it's a rectangular, thick cardstock paper fan.
Oh, yeah.
And then it has a cute little design on it, little flowers
and
stuff, and you has it has a program on it.
That's cool, man.
So
but
it's like a
let's
little.
Let's take it one step forward. The ones that open up, can you have it?
Those cost more money. This I can get like.
Oh, babe, that's like a freaking piece of cardboard and a.
Yeah,
and
it'll still be about a dollar
thing,
each.
Whatever. A dental thing. What is it called?
Yeah, the whatever. The little stick. These are about a dollar each.
Yeah, because it's gotta be thick stock.
Or whatever. The fans that open up. They have these silk ones, they have paper ones, they have the little wooden ones, all
silk
of them.
Is cool.
The cheapest one is $1.50 each in all the websites I've looked at, which is why I wanted you to take me to that
but
Chinese
that
would, store.
But the $1.50, would that allow you to put enough
no.
text to put the whole freaking thing? The
it
whole
doesn't,
program?
None of them allow you to put the program on it.
Wow.
You would have to print it out separately and glue it on or something. Or we can do programs printed out and rolled up into little thingies and then have the fans on top of it. Because you have, I think it would be really mean of us to have an outdoor wedding and not offer fans.
That's what we do during the cold season. So, and then we tell everybody, bring your own sweaters.
No, because I want to have a spring wedding. I don't want to have a winter wedding. I don't want to have a summer wedding. I like spring.
But why don't we do it on a day of spring? Where the temperatures will be around 70, 65 degrees.
65 too cold?
No. Once you have all that crap that you're going to have on you, man.
I'm not getting a huge poofy dress.
Okay, then we'll move it up to 70 degrees. Why don't we do it on a day that's 70 degrees up?
Because there will be a lot of old people. Old people still can't handle it.
Can't handle what?
The heat. The temperature. It's not good for old people.
70 degrees is not good for old people?
You wait till you're old. You know.
They have the proper temperature they need. How are so many old people here in Florida? Isn't this like the golfing capital of the world or something for all farts to come?
I'm wondering, we can't anticipate whether or not it's going to be 70 degrees or 80
degrees. Are you saying
this
because of
your
parents?
No, my parents don't even know about this idea. And no, they're not that old. Thank you.
Well, they're older than mine.
Oh, my God.
Well, sweetheart.
Yeah, and my parents are older than yours, and my mom can do more than your mom can do because your mom is in pain 24/7.
You know why?
No, my mom was your age. It was your mom's age. My mom could do anything.
You know why?
Because your mom's a vieja.
No. Because my mother is a full developed woman. Your mother is a little midget with no meat on her bones.
No meat on her bones? So are you ignoring like 200 pounds of meat or what?
I don't know. My mother has a body. She has butt. She has boobs. Your mom just looks like a square. And a small square at that. A little stubby.
My mom...
Yeah, but 50 years ago in her time, maybe she was hot. Now she's not. You know, same thing about your dad. Maybe 100 years ago he was hot, but now he just looks like a freaking old, you know, like the Crypt Keeper. 5 years older than the Crypt Keeper.
Mira. Bajo que problema. That's the house, by the way. They have in the back, supposedly. I haven't seen it. Well, I don't remember. We saw it in person, but it was after the hurricane.
Yeah, I know.
So it looked like shit.
You didn't go in? Mm. Oh, the whole park was...
They have tours. We can go take a tour.
The whole park was destroyed when we went.
I really want to go back. I really wanted to go back with my parents and the girls. Yeah, that'd be nice. Have a little day out. And enjoy the park. Then I just don't even want to look at the Spanish monastery anymore.
No, it's just... I don't really want to do it in the Spanish monastery.
I was disappointed when I went there. It's so small and
they're
gloomy.
They're too uptight and the whole place looks too small.
It looks gloomy. It doesn't even look like a happy place.
Hey, you want a happy place? We'll get married in McDonald's. Come on. Yeah, have you ever gone to one of the little play thingies and been gloomy? It's beautiful.
No,
it's cheerful outside.
And there was the other place. What was it? Let me go to my email. Let me find it.
There he is. The other place.
It was that house in Little Havana.